Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd go. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking out, everybody's joking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, blow. In this rap, Lose Yourself, from the movie 8 Mile, Eminem describes the emotional turbulence of his character B-Rabbit as he prepares for his rap battle. What he is describing are the emotions and the expressions that he is experiencing before he even utters a single word. B-Rabbit has a bad case of stage fright, and throughout the film he has to align his mind, body, and words to overcome his fear and become a respected rapper. While watching the movie 8 Mile, I started to notice how effectively we communicate without using words. Then I heard this quote, "Actions speak louder than words." I wondered, do they? Let us explore this idea. Kuini Moihauriri Kohanga Exponent wrote a writer that describes knowledge transfer as three phases. Ho mai tō poho hei piringa, lend me your chest so I might be comforted. Ho mai tō ki, kia rongatua, give me your skin so I might sense it. Ho mai tō kupu, kia kōrero, give me your words that speak to me. Her writer talks about how we as babies communicate and understand communication before we speak any words. Did you know verbal language is often considered the main form of communication between people? However, researchers have found that most of how we communicate is done non-verbally or through body movements. Albert Mehrabian, a researcher of body language, broke down the components of face-to-face conversation to 55% body language, 38% tone or intonation, and 7% verbal. Yes, that's right, folks. Only 7% of how we communicate is verbal. We communicate. It is our actions and reactions that speak the loudest. Makes sense, actually, because my dad doesn't speak much, but through his body movement, body language, we all know exactly what he is saying. As the research has stated, body language accounts for over half of how we communicate. Our gestures, our posture, tone of voice, and eye contact are all used to convey a message. Now, I'm not wanting to boast, but already I can see you as an audience are enthralled by my sheer presence today. How do I know? Well, it's because of your body language, of course. I can see you leaning in with your heads facing me and all the facial expressions like the raising of your eyebrows, the grins and the smirks. It gives you away. It's like every sentence I say is overwhelming you with happiness. Your body language gives me strength and encourages me to continue because these are all signs of interest. Now, hold on to your steak and cheese pie because this is where it gets interesting. There are a range of nonverbal signals that you can use to communicate your feelings and intentions. Your ability to understand and interpret other people's body language can help you pick up on unspoken issues or feelings. Like when you're at a huimate and you're sitting in the marae across the way from one of your aunties, you're trying to have a sneaky conversation while karakia is happening. You look over at her and she does this. Straight away, you know exactly what she is saying. It doesn't matter what language you speak or which country you hail from. There are certain gestures that transcend borders. For example, the hello, the peace. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's one more gesture famous around the world. It's used by both young and old. Sometimes you can use it, other times it might not be appropriate. You know it. You know it. We all know it. It's this thing called the thumbs up. There are other gestures we need to be careful while using. One wrong move and it could be interpreted in a whole different way and led to a whole different situation. For example, the universal Māori wave. Generally, a slight raising of the eyebrows or the head lift signals to the bros to it. However, when reversed, the eyebrows drop, the head nods downwards, that signals, that's us, eh? Let's fight. So be aware, whānau, you might want to say hi, but then end up with a black eye. Every day we communicate with our whānau, friends, and even strangers, but only 7% of these conversations are verbal. We communicate through nonverbal behaviors like body movements, hand gestures, facial expressions, and eye contact. Often we are unaware of our nonverbal communication. That is because it is inherent to how we communicate as humans. It truly is that actions speak louder than words. Nō reira, huri no e te